Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 8:50 with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman on Total Information AM. This week, the Anti-Defamation League released data from its 2023 audit of anti-Semitic incidents. And the numbers in the final part of the year skyrocketed. Following the Hamas attacks on Israel, Missouri saw a spike of over 300% above the previous record for a year set in 2022.
Joining us now with more details is Jordan Kadosh. He's the regional director of the ADL's Heartland office. Jordan, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us about the number of incidents and the types of incidents that were tracked last year.
So nationally, we're looking at a record 8,873 incidents. That's up 140% year over year from 2022 to 2023. And as you stated, in Missouri, that's up over 300%. The rise in Illinois is up 74% year over year. And these, we've always broken these incidents down into vandalism, harassment, and assault. But it's important to highlight that harassment can be anything from a slur to a bomb threat. And we saw over 1,000 bomb threats across the country last year.
Across the country, how high is Missouri? How does our increase compare to others?
Our increase is larger than the national average by quite a margin. So we're up 316%. We only actually recorded 30 anti-Semitic incidents in 2022 in Missouri. And last year, in 2023, we were looking at 125 across the state.
Now, one of the questions I always ask when we're looking at statistics like this is whether you think that more people are reporting incidents or whether there really is an increase in incidents.
I mean, in this case, Missouri specifically, we can point to 2/3 of the incidents happening post October 7th, which was the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust anywhere in the world. And so we're seeing not just incidents of harassment or expressions of anti-Israel sentiment that might be characterized as anti-Semitic. We're actually seeing bomb threats made to institutions in St. Louis and throughout Missouri in last December.
Swatting. Can you explain that newer tactic that and how harmful that can be?
At the most basic, swatting is making a false report to law enforcement. It's colloquially referred to as swatting because the goal is often to bring the SWAT team in to a place that they are not needed. It's a very dangerous situation, both for the civilians who are being harassed by their own law enforcement and also for the law enforcement officers, putting everybody in a situation where one wrong move could lead to tragedy. And we've seen an uptick of this actually last year before October 7th, and we continue to see false reports to law enforcement as a way to harass Jewish institutions.
Jordan, I'm curious if you are continuing to see this trend in the first part of this year.
So the incidents are still on the rise. As you can imagine, we try to be very thorough in our methodology, and we're trying to audit them as they come through, but we do go back and review them once a year for this particular report. But incidents are up, and the volume has remained up since October 7th. And I would note that while this particular year, the increase is pretty staggering, it comes after another record year in 2022. In fact, since we began tracking incidents and publishing this audit 40 years ago, four of the top 5 years are in the last 5 years. So it's 2019, 21, 22, and 23 are the highest years on record.
This is Jordan Kadosh, Regional Director of the ADL's Heartland Office. Jordan, do you need more help? Do you need help from leadership, from our region? What has been the response from them? What can people do?
I'd like to say that we've found an open door, that folks are listening, and we're grateful. But this, there's no other way to characterize this. This is an emergency for the Jewish community, and so we're going to be going state by state and asking our state governments to implement a version of the national strategy to counter anti-Semitism and to really enlist all of society to help keep the Jewish community safe and all communities safe. I think it's fair to say that when hate is up against the Jewish community, when we quantify it, that it's a one measure that hate is up across the board, and we should all be concerned in doing something about it.
Jordan, obviously you've tracked that spike after the October 7th attacks, but I'm wondering also, your report highlighted white supremacist propaganda and an increase in activity by white supremacist groups. Are you in contact with maybe other minority groups that are facing some similar increases in rhetoric against them?
So we find that with the white supremacist groups that they are equal opportunity haters, that they are not single issue haters. Very often their propaganda targets more than one community, and we do coordinate closely with our other civil society partners. We're tracking an uptick in white supremacist propaganda, and we published an independent report upon that as well a couple of weeks ago, not just prior to October 7th. We actually see the propaganda increasing after October 7th as well, as extremist groups that might not necessarily agree with the Palestinian cause are taking advantage of a Hamas terrorist attack to drive hate against communities that they also hate. And so we've actually seen an increase in propaganda post-October 7th as well.
The Anti-Defamation League is the leading anti-hate organization in the world. And here in this area, the regional director of the ADL's Heartland office is Jordan Kadosh. Thanks as always for joining us on KMOX.
Thanks as always for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.